This is an Avaly audio performance based on a script written in collaboration with Late Stage Infernalism. You better be respectful of our creative work and do not download or distribute it anywhere, or else I'm gonna suck the life out of you. Now, lean back and enjoy being a snackable goth girl who doesn't know what she's getting herself into. And yet, another rainy night in the middle of fucking nowhere. Black trees, black skies, black meadows. The blackest forest of all. The leaves must already look colorful during the day, though. Autumn is coming early this year. Not that my kind would be bothered by the cold. I can hardly remember how it feels to feel anything, really. Except hunger, of course. Oh, I wouldn't mind a juicy rain right now. Hot, spicy blood. Down my throat. In the company of something that could talk. It's been a while since I sank my teeth into a human. And the last one. What is this? Someone is coming up the path. But this late? In this weather? Wait, isn't it Halloween tonight? Oh, a little human coming to knock at my door for tricks or treats. Isn't that precious? I'd rather say the treat is delivering itself tonight. Good evening, my dear. I didn't expect any visitors tonight, but you are most welcome. Sure, it's Halloween, but I live far off the trail, to say the least. Aren't you a bit old to be out here? Never mind. Come a little closer, girl. What? Oh, I said you look exhausted, walking all the way up here to my mansion. My goodness, you are soaked by the rain. Why don't you come inside? I have some warm, spiced cider and you must be freezing. Besides, it's not safe for pretty young ladies like you to walk alone in those woods. Haven't you heard of the attacks that have been happening? Come on in. Perfect. I knew you hadn't walked all that way just to trip on my doorstep. Join me on the settee, will you? So you can be close to the fireplace. Of course it was already there a second ago. You just haven't noticed, silly. There, warm yourself up a little. I'll be right back with the cider. Here you go. There's nothing like hot, spicy cider trickling down your throat on a cold night. Enjoy. What? Oh yes, I do live here alone. My master My man left many years ago. Oh, that's very sweet of you to say. I know I still look young, and my beauty hasn't faded. Must be the good genes. Now, don't you get too curious on me. I'd rather talk about you. Why exactly are you here? What do you mean you don't know? You felt drawn to this house? That's interesting. Since you didn't come for trick or treat, I suppose those somber looks are your everyday attire. I like it. There's nothing sexier than a little goth girl. Except a naked little goth girl. I bet you look hot like a flame. You should get out of those clothes before you catch a cold, you know? Oh, don't be such a prude. Look into my eyes. Get out of those clothes. There. That's my good girl. You understand that any resistance against me is absolutely pointless, right? Yes, I can see it in your eyes. You knocked at the wrong door tonight, sweetheart. Now, look at you. That's a gorgeous body you were hiding under all that black fabric. Let's find out if you feel as good as you look. Your tits feel fucking amazing. Aww. Are your nipples hard from the cold? Or rather because this fucked up shit is turning you on, huh? Oh, you can squirm all you like, but if I want to grope your pussy, I can grope your pussy. Now, lick my finger for me. Lick it for me. Good. How does it feel sliding between your pussy lips? And right inside of you, huh? Oh, I need you to understand that your sweet human body is mine and I can do whatever the fuck I want with it. By the way, you smell absolutely delicious. And it's not only that exhilarating mixture of fear and arousal. You remind me of someone. You smell like my master. God, I miss him so much. The way he smelled, the way he tasted, the way he savagely made love to me, even his cruelties. If only I could be with him once again. Shh, stop shaking. I don't bite. Except that was give me that delicate neck of yours. I can't wait any longer. Your blood! You taste just like Master. You must be his offspring. His daughter. But you don't only taste like him. Ah, this is marvelous. My very own bloodline. But how can that be? Tell me, girl, who is your mother? Tell me her maiden name. My mortal family. No, I've never met her. Any contact with your relatives or their descendants is strictly forbidden for our kind. Still, I've always kept track of the family tree. And Master knew I never ceased to feel attached to them. But how could I have missed the birth of a new family member? How could I not come to know about you, little sister? He must have deliberately concealed your existence. And yet, you felt compelled to come to this house after you had grown up. This is his doing. Oh, it doesn't matter if you have no memory of him. He could have easily planted the spell and then wiped it off your mind. All those years ago, he set this plan in motion. He carefully arranged for you to show up at my house tonight. You, my own flesh and blood, my little sister. He must have meant for you to be a gift for me. He must have loved me still. He must have known how lonely I would become without his guidance and without his dominance. He must have known how much I, the monster who has abused countless humans, needs to be used by someone who has his blood running through her veins. Oh. Little miss, I'm on my knees in front of you, begging you to use me however you see fit. If you feel angry, you can slap me. Take it all out on me. I'm practically unbreakable. If you need acts of service, I will perform those for you. If you have enemies, oh, one can pity your enemies. They won't know what's coming for them. If you need protection, I will protect you with my mortal life. If you need pleasure, I would do everything. Everything. No act of submission would be too depraved. Please, little sister, tell me what you need. Undress and lie down on my back, on the fur in front of the fireplace? Of course, whatever you ask. But you're not going to stake me with the rebel, right? Right? Oh, you're going to sit on my face instead. Oh, fuck yes, please, please sit on my face. Look down at me. Oh, and press your beautiful pussy to my mouth. Don't be afraid of my teeth, little sister. I know how to do this. I have practiced this many times. Oh. I've always loved to pleasure another woman with my tongue. Yeah. Right spread my legs for you, little sister. Are you going to finger my... Oh, you slapped my pussy. Oh, yes, miss, I don't deserve to come yet. Oh, fuck. Turns me on so much. Yes, 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 I keep licking you. To make me come too. Of course, I want that. Of course, I spread my legs wide for you, little sister. Ah, yes, please sit on my thigh. Oh, God, I can feel your hot, wet pussy. Oh, come here, I can't wait. Oh, fuck. Slapping right onto my needy little cunt. Oh, fuck. Okay. I won't move a limb while you finger me. Please, miss. Will you finger me? Please. Yes. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, please. Please, miss, please don't stop, please. Oh, fuck. Oh, you feel so good. Oh, fuck. It's been so long, please don't stop. Oh, yes, you can use more force. Oh, yes, please. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Fuck, please use my little vampire pussy however you want, please. Oh, please. Oh, please, miss, please let me come, please. Please, I need it so bad. What are you doing? Are you going to feed me your blood from your other wrist? Oh, little sister, your blood. And the touch of your hand. Oh, you're taking such good care of me. I'm gonna come. Mm-hmm. you. Thank you so much. Oh, le petit mort has never felt more intense to me. Oh, little sister. Little sister. You look so pale. I've taken a lot of your blood, haven't I? Oh, forgive me. You tasted so divine, and when I'm aroused, it's so hard to hold myself back. Here, let me pick you up and carry you to the city. You weigh nothing but like a feather to me, miss. Holy hell, your blood has revitalized me. Oh, I am so much stronger than you. And yet, I'm yours. May I take care of you? Oh, you're too sweet. In principle, I agree that aftercare is the job of the dumb, but I have almost drained you, and don't you worry about it. Here, have some of that cider. It's still warm. Good. And let me wrap you in this blanket. And hold you. It's been such a long time since I had someone to cuddle before the fire. Oh, and now I have someone as beautiful and kind-hearted and strong as you. I haven't been kind to you when you arrived. I let my predatory nature get the better of me. Will you forgive me? Oh, thank you. Shh. Rest now, little sister. I will cook your broth while you sleep. You seem exhausted, and keeping you in good health is my responsibility now. I really need to stock up on vegetables. This is your home now. Oh, don't make such a face. If you want, we can redecorate it. Make it so it suits your taste. How about a few candelabra in the corners? Or would you like some art deco prints for those walls? I saw that really cute morbid La Vie Parisienne collection. We can choose something together. Your new life will be perfect, little sister. I will take care of you, and you will take care of me, like family.